Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Commissioners approve grants, bids, and proclamation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Commission took action on several items during its meeting last week. Tony Brown of Wreaths Across America requested a proclamation for the group's December 13th ceremony when more than 1,500 wreaths will be placed in local cemeteries. Commissioners approved several grant applications as well, including a $25,000 Wyoming 250 grant for the Rock Pile Museum's new Powering America exhibit, which will feature a mining simulator. The public library will also seek a $50,000 T-Mobile Hometown grant to replace 150 heavy chairs in the Wyoming room with lighter ones. The Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport was approved to apply for a nearly $19,000 grant to cover maintenance of its navigational aids. And the Sheriff's Office will pursue three Homeland Security grants, one worth more than $340,000, to replace outdated bomb squad equipment, along with funding for a crisis response phone system and 10 additional ballistic shields. Massive gas line explosion near train rocks Laramie County. Laramie County fire crews have cleared the scene of what officials called a significant and dangerous event early Sunday when a ruptured gas line erupted near a Union Pacific train carrying hazardous materials west of Cheyenne. Cowboy State Daily reported the fireball was so intense it could be seen from Cheyenne and even across the border in Colorado. Fire District 10 spokesman Daniel Streetman said dispatchers in Larimer County reported people seeing the glow from Wellington. The blaze, located near Marker 350 on I-80, threatened nearby rail cars. Fortunately, the train crew safely evacuated before responders arrived. Cheyenne Fire Rescue provided hazmat support until Union Pacific teams took over. Streetman said the only hazardous material involved were a couple of ethanol cars, which remained stable. A grass fire sparked by the explosion was also extinguished. No homes were threatened, and the area has now been declared safe. The investigation has been turned over to Union Pacific. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.